first couple of weeks from you. What did it feel like to take in what the fans were giving you?
It's just great. It's just great. I mean, although it was an unfortunate day for me, but still hitting the ball hard. And then even like when it's getting caught, everybody's like still cheering. And I'm like, this is great. This is great. I mean, although I don't know what they're going to sound like if I get a hit. It's going to be crazy.
It's hard to hear from the press box. Did you have one of your songs as your walk-up song?
Yep, three of them.
Mm-hmm. All three different ones for
each
at-bat?
Yep, all three different ones.
How cool is that?
Pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. I was trying to like wait until the clock like got until like probably like 12 before I stepped in the box. I just wanted to listen to the song and like kind of take in the moment. But I mean, it was awesome. It was awesome. I mean, I kind of like make the songs just for fun, but it's pretty cool to hear the song or songs being played in front of so many different people. And then I'm like, yeah, this is my song.
It's a concert and a game.
Kind of, yeah.
Did you have many family members coming to be here and watch you?
I had a ton of family members. Mom, dad, cousins, other cousins on other sides. I mean, my fourth grade teacher. Like, it's a lot of people that have helped me get to this moment that are here to support me. So it's honestly unbelievable. It's a great experience.
What's the surreal is it that the first game you saw at Busch Stadium you played in?
Ask that one more time.
The first game that you saw at Busch Stadium you played in.
Yeah.
How surreal is that? To be out there in the battle.
Yeah, I mean, I was talking to Burleson earlier, and I was like, man, last year I was in Peoria starting there. So to feel or to kind of see everything come full circle where I'm now here, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
For you, the first couple of weeks have been strong, have been an adjustment. There's been people that have been, you know, injured along the way. So can you talk about what these first couple of weeks are like for some of you?
Yeah. I mean, injuries happen, and I was fortunate enough to be one of the guys that they called on. So I tell all those injured guys, I'm telling them I'm praying for them every day, because it's something it's just an unfortunate thing to happen, especially at the early onset of the season. But I mean, it's an opportunity for me, and my chance is just to seize it. So if I can continue kind of putting ABs together and competing, then everything's going to kind of shake out in the end.
Vic Ciani's a guy that doesn't get talked about a lot, but two of the last three games he started on the first play of the game with a diving catch. How big what catches were those?
He's an unbelievable defender. I mean, if you all kind of like see the way he works in the outfield, he's working with like a baby glove, and it's a reason why he's doing that. Two diving catches in those days. I mean, it's something that's really, really impressive. Mm-hmm. So,
you guys had an extra inning game in LA. Come from behind one at home. I imagine it probably felt a little better. Just describe the emotion, specifically those seventh, eighth innings.
I mean, the Cardinals we're a winning team. We're a winning organization. And then we have different pieces in the lineup that do different things. Me, I'm a speed guy, so you may not see a homer from me, but you're going to see me get on base and be able to compete that way. And then we have power in the middle of the lineup. We have speed at the end. So it's just a very balanced lineup, in my opinion, that's going to win a lot of ball games.